I'm George Flynn. Welcome to the chapter on your one-minute life changes about your relationships. And most people want to assume that we're talking about romantic relationships. Well, we can talk about that, and we will talk about that in this chapter, but I want to talk to you about all of your relationships. Question is, does your emotional state, does your emotional well-being have an effect on your relationships? And most people say, well, sure it does. You know, people can tell if you're in a good mood or a bad mood, in a positive mood or a negative mood, in a jealous mood, in an angry mood, all kind of moods. But your emotional state will definitely affect your relationships. And let's just talk about the boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife relationship. I was reading some material about this a year or two ago, and I pulled it back up because the author was just amazed at the fact that emotions would affect things. And I have to read some of this to you because, you know, they were amazed at the unlimited array of emotions that human beings could feel and experience, and astounded that they could fluctuate from minute to minute and sometimes second to second. And they went on to talk about people being in love and being love at first sight. Well, what happens in love at first sight? It's emotional, and your emotions are ready to see that person and see them as being your ideal, and all of these positive emotions come up, all these positive thoughts, all these positive feelings come up, and you think, well, I'm in love. And yet, the positive feelings go on and on and on. And as you get to know the person through more and more time in the relationship, you all of a sudden have some negative feelings. And then you focus on those negative feelings and you, in quotes, fall out of love. So where does this all come from? How do we explain this in the context of what we're talking about, you know, the 1 minute life changes? Well, this is going to be something that changes your life because I read this and I couldn't believe it. I could not disagree with this definition anymore because of what we've talked about in this book. And let me read you what they quote as the dictionary definition of emotion. It's a psychological state that arises spontaneously rather than through conscious effort, and it sometimes is accompanied by physiological changes called feelings. Now, did you hear that? An emotion is a psychological state that arises spontaneously. And we're talking about it arises, you know, just out of the blue. If you've read any of the chapters preceding this, you know that is so wrong, it shouldn't be in print. We're talking about emotions, remember? Where did we come up with emotions? In case you have only read this chapter, in case you went right directly to this chapter, our thoughts, our emotions come from our thoughts. We can think about happy thoughts and we can be happy. We can think about sad thoughts, we can be sad. Jealous thoughts, we can be jealous. All the range of emotions come from our thoughts. And then we go back to, we can control our thoughts. We can decide what we're going to think about. You know we can. If you need to go back and read about the pink elephant with the purple polka dots, go ahead and do that. We can control our thoughts. Our thoughts, you know, cause our emotions because we can control them and we can control our emotions. That's the gist of it. stories abound about people falling in love and falling out of love. How does this happen? Well, I'm going to go ahead and some of the research says that emotions, you know, you can decide what meaning to give to emotions. That's what they're talking about. Say you feel an emotion and they say, okay, we're going to give, being an adult means you can give it this meaning or you can give it that meaning. Well, that's wrong. You don't have to give it meaning. You have to think about it in a different way. And when you think about it in a different way, your emotions naturally change. Naturally change. You don't have to give it a meaning. You don't have to assign it to some value. You just focus on it one way or another, and you'll find emotions change. I had a friend of mine who, this is the story part, I had a friend who came up with this fabulous girlfriend. He said, I saw her, and it was love at first sight, and I saw her, and you know, the more I was around her, the more I wanted to be around her, and it was just this emotional high. Well, he had some needs, and she filled those needs, and she had some needs, and he filled, you know, it was mutually beneficial. And then he noticed that she would take a ballpoint pen and click it. And he didn't like that. And he began to get a negative feeling. And then he would notice that she would pour cream over her cereal rather than skim milk. He didn't like that. And then he noticed that she liked a certain food, like seafood, and he liked steak. And they wouldn't compromise on surf and turf, but that's a joke. But all of a sudden, these little things in their relationship, he began to focus on those. And he came to me about 3 or 4 months later and said, you know, I really don't like her. And I wanted to say, do you remember all the good things you used to tell me about her? And he would say, well, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this. What was he doing? Focusing on the negatives. There's an old song. Blow me a kiss from across the room to show me that you haven't forgotten. And it goes, little things mean a lot. Well, these little things, he'd been focusing on those. And this happens with women too. They focus on the little things. And when you focus on those little things that are different from you, and you wouldn't want to be, you know, in a relationship with somebody exactly the same, because then you're in a relationship with yourself. So the little things that were different, he was either trying to change them, in other words, change her to where she was more acceptable to him, or he was trying to just focus on those little things and not be around her as much. Therefore, the emotion of good feelings gradually dropped down to bad feelings. And he said, really, I no longer care for her. And this happens with females too. I'm not just saying it's a male thing. Because what happened with her, she noticed that he wasn't wanting to be around her as much. She noticed that he was noticing her bad things. She said, well, I'll get back at him. I'll notice his bad things too, because he's got plenty of them. And I've just been glossing over them. I've been overlooking them. I've been sweeping them under the carpet. But now I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to look at them real carefully. So all of a sudden, she has bad feelings. He has bad feelings. And they split up. And then a certain amount of time goes by. Well, we'll put a little pin in that right there. You know, the divorce rate is 50%. It's amazing it's only 50%. And I have had to go through two of them. And I haven't learned my lesson, but now I know from the 1 minute life changes how it happened, why it happened, when it happened. And I've learned. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to learn from this. So we'll go back to our couple. They split apart. And then after a period of time, the negative emotions, the thoughts about them, the forgetting about the little negative things they didn't like, those all kind of subsided because it didn't really make any difference anyway. And they got back together. And when they got back together, the whole cycle started again, what they didn't like about each other. And they came to me, and I explained this to them, and happily, it turned around. They said, oh, you mean all we've got to do is focus on the good things? Well, what about those bad things I don't like? I said, no, it's kind of like a lawn. Focus on growing grass, not pulling weeds. Now, you can go about pulling weeds, but grow grass, grow good thoughts, grow good things about the other person. What you like about them, focus on those and compliment them. Say, man, I like that about you. I really like that about you. And they'll, first time or two, they'll say, what do you want? Okay, what is it you want? You must want something. And you just say, no, just commenting on that. I just noticed that you always do this, and I really enjoy that. And after a while, they'll say, well, you know, there are one or two things I like about you, too. And all of a sudden, they're telling you things they like about you. So what have we learned from this? What we've learned is we think good thoughts. We think positive thoughts about our family, our kids, our husbands, our wives, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. Think positive thoughts about them. And what do you get? You get a good feeling about them. Now you say, what if they don't have a good feeling about me? Well, they're stuck in thinking negative thoughts. But as long as you're changing, there are two people in a relationship, as long as you're changing and thinking positive thoughts and occasionally complimenting them or doing something for them because you want to, not because you have to. Because when you think those positive thoughts, you're going to want to do things for them. So all of a sudden you're wanting to do things for them. And they, first of all, will be kind of disbelieving. They'll say, you must be after something. And you say, no, I'm not. I just noticed that you always look good, and I wanted to look good for you. So I'm going to wear a coat and tie to dinner tonight. And then they'll start thinking good things about you. And what happens? All of a sudden that relationship gets better. And you feel better about them. You feel that love feeling. You feel that caring feeling about them. Because of what? Because of your thoughts. Remember the entire sequence. We can control our thoughts. We can focus. We can find good things about anyone. Find those good things. Focus on those. Our thoughts lead to our emotions. Once we have those good thoughts, we'll have good emotions. Our emotions lead to our actions, the actions of taking care of one another, the actions of making certain that person's taken care of and you're taken care of at the same time. I'm George Flynn. That's been a 1 minute life changer that will absolutely change your relationships forever. Thank you.